Lovers of the violin don't need a travel guide to lead them to their little heaven on earth. They already know that's in Cremona, Italy. Cremona, Italy's most famous son is Antonio Stradivari, making the Stradivarius violins. A few of the priceless instruments and others hang in a museum in Cremona's City Hall. They're 3 centuries old, but their sound is as beautiful as ever. That's thanks to Andrea Mosconi. He plays the violins every morning to keep them in shape. The world's Jerry Hatton sat down with him.
Andrea Mosconi is a revered figure in this town. Locals call him the father of these multi-million-dollar violins. The instruments were built centuries ago by Italy's great violin makers Amati, Guarneri, and Stradivari. Mosconi, like a good father, rouses his children each and every morning. The gray-haired concert violinist takes one Stradivarius from its case and lifts it to his chin. Slowly, he coaxes it to life. Watching Mosconi play Bach is like watching someone blowing on the embers of a dying fire until the flames leap back to life. Mosconi says that's more or less what he's doing.
Sì, per mantenerli nella condizione migliore. Cioè nel momento in cui il violino serve.
He says you must play these violins every day in order to keep them producing the best possible sound, because when they're played in public, they must be limber. If you leave a Stradivarius for too long, he says, you'll have to play it many, many times to bring it back. It's a slow process. Antonio Stradivari built this particular violin in 1715. It's not the oldest in the collection, but its vibrant, round sound is unparalleled. It was the inspiration for Johannes Brahms' Violin Concerto in D major. On this morning, Mosconi closes his eyes and revs the Stradivarius's engines a bit with Bach's first partita for solo violin. The engine metaphor is Mosconi's.
È un po' come il grande automobilista, vero, che usa la Formula 1, deve essere concentratissimo.
He says just as the great drivers of Formula 1 racing need complete concentration to get the most out of their cars, so it is with these instruments. Each and every time you play, he says, concentration is the key. Mosconi played his first Stradivarius when he was 18 as a conservatory student here in Cremona. At 76, he is still performing, sometimes 3 times a day, for visiting crowds. By noon, the Stradivarius is warmed up enough to play in public. Mosconi gives a 15-minute recital to a couple of hundred local high school students. Mosconi says he still finds his job interesting, even after all these years. But he says playing for the public 6 days a week is beginning to tire him out. He also travels with the instruments to other countries to give demonstrations. Perhaps that's why Mosconi is most content just sitting in his small, quiet instruments room, playing alone. Violin makers from around the world have been trying, without success, to copy the Stradivarius sound for centuries. Some say it's the wood that's responsible for its sublime resonance. Others believe it's the many coats of resins and varnishes. Mosconi shrugs off these suggestions. It was pure genius, he says. Nothing else. For the world, I'm Jerry Hatton, Cremona, Italy.